Sly. All right, here we go. I'm Adam Carter. I'm not Chad Arman. Thank God. You might be saying the same thing. Chad actually doing what every man above the age of 45 should be doing. Or is it 40 now? Have they moved it to 40?
It's now 45. 45. Used to be 50.
And that is get a colonoscopy. Yes. Now, that's the message of the day. Get a colonoscopy. I enjoyed it. We'll get into that later. We may check in with the young man if he's feeling up to it. But I wanted to start with this because somebody texted in while my usual partner in crime, Jordana Green, was talking to Mayor Jacob Fry. Somebody texted in, tell the mayor he would look professional if he shaved every day. And my head nearly exploded because the people who still think you need to shave every day to be presentable or you can't be taken seriously if you've got stubble on your face or if you've got facial hair, get out of here. That is such a – I can't think of a more outdated thought than, boy, you've got to shave every day. Is there a more outdated practice than shaving every day to, quote, unquote, look presentable? Can you think of anything else? For a man, of course. I mean, if you're a woman and you need to shave every day, I can see that might be problematic. You want to keep up on that. But I think shaving every day has been passe for about 25 years. I'll fully admit I'm totally biased in this because I cannot tell you, honestly, I cannot tell you the last time my face was entirely clean shaven.
I think it's been about 15, 20 years for me. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not as good as you, apparently. You were born with a beard.
Born with a 5 o'clock shadow.
Hey, Ma.
Get out of bed, and there she is, the stubble. No, but it's like, it's like wearing a suit and tie every day.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, we had this conversation last week on the air, but some jobs you still need to present yourself in a fairly nice manner. You have to be, but I don't, if that person has stubble, I'm like, oh, I'm taking my business elsewhere. Don't shave every day?
Is there a difference between like the little stubble and a full, you know, full grown manicured beard?
No, I don't think so. Because I think stubble is a form of facial hair.
Well, it obviously is, but does the
meaning
does stubble look,
I see what you're saying. Does the stubble cut out like you're unkempt?
Yes. Even if you do, you know, keep it, if you trim it, but if you look like, you know, you've got a two or three day growth versus you've been maintaining this full beard for months or years, is there a difference there in some people's eyes?
I'm sure there is. I think that somebody views that stubble like, oh, he just does. He's not committed to the bit.
Roll out of bed and
roll out
to
of
work.
Bed. Right. You just you don't take time to groom yourself. And there was a time, I guess, where that was a thing. Where, yeah, the guy with stubble, you thought, well, he's probably a drunk or a soak or something. You know, in the movies, like if a guy, you know, like if you had to play a role in a movie as a guy who's down on his luck,
gotta have stubble. Yeah.
Because he can't function on a day to day basis without shaving.
Yeah. Or the other guys in the barber chair, he's got the straight blade going.
Yeah.
That's how you.
Have you ever had a straight razor shave?
I've not.
I think I've done it one time.
It sounds frightening.
It does sound frightening, and you're putting your life in someone else's hands, but we do that a lot. So I don't think the guy's suddenly going to say, whoa, I'm going to, what the hell? I think I'll cut this guy's throat. Somebody says wearing a tie is even sillier than shaving every day. See, I disagree with that. I still think there's certain jobs where you should probably wear a tie. Even though you can get away with not wearing it. It's not like, oh, my God, Jerry didn't wear a tie in this morning. What's going on? No, I mean, still, you know, the unbuttoned shirt and the jacket, that's fine. But I still think it's more acceptable not to shave every day than it is not to wear a tie every day.
It's become acceptable, at least at some stations and some markets, for news anchors.
Yes.
To have a beard.
Great point.
And that,
you know what? We'll bring that up with Rena Sarah-Janopoulos.
Yes.
Who joins us in about 10 minutes.
For how long was
that?
Oh,
yeah. No. I mean, a mustache. There was a time when the stash, you know, was
a sign of the times.
Sign of, right. Bring it back, Ron Burgundy.
By the way, the fact that mustaches are back amongst the youth.
Yeah.
We've lost. We've lost.
See, I disagree. I'm a fan. But you're right. It's like I appreciate a mustache in an older guy. Like, you know, 30 to 40, okay. 20, yeah, you're trying too hard.
Well, your guy DJ, he's about 40. Come on.
He shaved it, though. Well, I didn't even know.
Exactly, because it was blonde and it just...
Creepy.
Yeah, just...
The blonde we've established that, too. The blonde facial hair just inherently is more creepy than...
Yeah, when he was giving it a go, come on, you're better than that, DJ. Come on.
Depends on what... It's text, by the way, flying in here, 651-461-9226. If you want to call and let me know why I'm wrong, that men should still shave every day, you call in and I'll tell you why you're wrong. Depends on what you're doing. In radio, no one can see you. Exactly. I work on a loading dock. Nobody cares. I once knew a woman who had a beard. She was quite attractive and pulled it off well. I'm not kidding.
Wow. That good for her.
That text took a turn.
Good for her.
Pulled it off. I'm not kidding. She looked great with a beard.
All right. I'm sure tremendous personality as well.
Brushing your teeth, wearing deodorant, and showering. No, those still pretty much are essential.
Yeah. I think those are very big.
In order... I'm going to say brush your teeth 1, shower 2, wear deodorant 3. Hmm. My dad never wore deodorant his whole life. And he didn't have BO or anything. It was just, he just never did. He said, and I never was a practice.
Hmm. There's some people that don't wear it. They think it's harmful to their bodies.
Yeah. I don't think that's why he did it.
I think my odor is harmful to others.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, trust me, I've smelled some BO before. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I, Adam, agree with your comments on facial hair completely. Do you think we'll ever reach the point where society doesn't frown upon playing feed the elephant or hide the banana in an office?
Well, now I'll ask you this, Adam.
People are just kidding me to read whatever, which is great. You put it on the teleprompter, I'm going to read it.
Let's go gender rules.
Okay.
Is it socially acceptable then for women not to shave their legs, their armpits?
I'll answer that question after the break. 1219-651-461-9226. All right, on the topic of shaving the legs. So I guess I'm a hypocrite, sexist hypocrite, where it's like, okay. Hairy legs on a woman? For me, just speaking for my... That's a little unseemly.
Oh. I see how it is.
But like the hair under the armpits, I've seen that enough now where it's like doesn't shock me as much as it used to.
Okay.
But
you hang out with the hippies?
Yeah. I do. I've been to a lot of Fish concerts and one Dead show. Trust me, hairy armpits and hairy legs, that's universal. But I don't think it's like, there's plenty of people in society that have said, the hell with that. Nobody's going to tell me I need to shave my legs anymore. And that changes.
But
although I think it's tougher for a woman to go without shaving her legs than it is for a man to go without shaving his face.
Yeah. Well, that's because they wouldn't get by your standards of approval.
Yeah.
Adam Carter's rules.
Yes.
Ladies, you must spend 10, 20, 15 minutes, whatever it is, in the shower every day, shaving your entire leg and the other one. And you can't be bothered to just trim the stubble off your face a little bit.
That's because skirts, I mean, this is dresses and skirts.
Oh, you just call women skirts? That's
no, I mean, well, you know, but you son of a... Like, you got me in this one. People are going to light me up for this one. I'm not against men shaving every day, but I'm against men grooming themselves daily, spending more time looking in the mirror than their mother did.
Wow.
So there's an acceptable amount of grooming.
So do we have a time limit in the bathroom each morning?
There should be. I mean, men, should it really take a man more than 5 minutes in the shower? No.
It takes me about 10 to 15. I love the hot shower. I don't want to
leave. You take a 10 to 15-minute shower?
Yeah. Probably, on average.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Have you timed it? Or are you in your mind you're thinking that was 10 minutes?
I'm sure it's at least 10.
Really?
Yes.
Because I think you think you take a long shower. In reality, it's probably half the time.
Oh, my mother as a kid used to complain and yell at me for how long I took showers because all the hot water would be gone. And that's why I shower at night, typically. My wife showers in the morning, so she doesn't mind too much.
Texter's got it. If you're taking a 10 to 15-minute shower, you're doing other things in the shower that are disgusting.
That's not true.
Yeah, Cheap Dave, you're going against your own, what's your water bill, your heating bill?
Yeah, it's not low.
You're willing to do that at the expense of other things.
The kids might not eat this week,
but by God, I'm going to be taking 15-minute showers.
It's daddy's little vacation once a day. Just stay out of here and let me
glass
soak
of rosé.
Yes. Rosé, please. Just a bourbon. Rocks.
Adam, society is more relaxed about personal appearance. Displaying stubble, tattoos, piercings, unruly hair is now cool. Unruly hair has been in style for, again, about at least 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the spiked look went in the way of the messy look.
Yeah, the bed head just kind of, I lost my comb. I don't care.
The tattoo one for sure. Like, my mom, holy buckets. When she found out my sister had a tattoo, it was like, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, everybody's got tattoos.
Yeah, I think we talked about professions. There's still probably professions out there where, if you've got an arm sleeve, you better wear long sleeves.
Yeah. Well, our guy, Chris Eggert.
Yeah,
he's got ink down to his wrist, I think, mm-hmm. and I remember noticing that, and I was taken aback. Not like I was disgusted by it, but I was like, wow, that's different. You don't usually see that. Mm-hmm. Again, too, for a woman, I'm going to ask Rena this. If a woman had like a nice a big tattoo on her arm, would that be acceptable on television?
I don't think it would. I would guess definitely.
I don't think it would. Is the barometer of television news people? I don't think so, because... But why do we insist on our news people on TV having more of a pristine look than we accept in regular society?
It's a good question. I would say TV's probably the latest to the party.
Because their audience still skews older?
Well, not necessarily that, but I think it's, society turns towards maybe... we talked about stubble.
Again, but it goes back to the point about if you've got stubble or if you have a tattoo, I guess people still consider you untrustworthy.
Yeah.
Which is totally ridiculous.
I think that's changed. I think at a point that was absolutely true. But I think TV probably saw that society was saying, okay, men with stubble, men with a little gruff, we've turned that corner. So, okay, if you want to have a beard, now don't look terrible.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a little beard, I guess we can go along with that.
Some people are just asking me how I feel about certain things in fashion. And, we can turn the segment into that. How does Adam feel about certain fashion trends? Adam, how do you feel about not tucking in someone's shirt? Completely acceptable. Although if you're wearing a sport jacket or a sport coat, that look is a bad look.
Yeah, it's
the untucked shirt under a sport coat or sport jacket.
Not good.
That's not a good look.
Not great.
And a lot of people do that and that. But again, that's personal preference to me. But no, there's a whole line of clothes called Untuck It that are for shirts that you don't tuck in.
Which, by the way, great marketing on that one. Here's the thing. We make the shirts that you don't have to tuck. What?
Somebody says there is a care anchor, a female who has tattoos. I did not know that. Sadly, I don't watch that much local television. I won't tell Rena that.
Oh, what if she's the one with all the tattoos?
That would be surprising. Well, I did I did the morning show once, and I asked her to be on, and I asked her how that show Breaking the News was going, and she had to inform me. I haven't been on it in about a year. And I felt about this big too.
Well, I just meant in general, people are talking
the trades. It's like, have you heard about the moon landing? Adam, here's a thought provoker. Why do guys spit? Do guys still spit? I don't think outside of a sports, do men spit?
I don't think so. Or do you just walk around the streets of Minneapolis just hawking boogers everywhere?
I don't think so. That is crude if you're just doing that, but again, if you're on a sporting field,
have at
spit
it.
Spit away. Mm-hmm. 12:30. Many questions to get with Rena Sarajanopoulos from Care 11. She joins Chad every Wednesday, and she'll join me. Chad, colonoscopy day. Back with more with Rena and myself, Adam Carter, and Dave Harrigan on CCL. Hey, hi, Rena. It's been quite a while. Adam Carter here, bowl on WCCL, filling in for your old buddy, Chad Hartman.
Who now?
Yeah, exactly. Who? Oh, so here's the question I'm going to get us started with today, because this is something Dave and I were just discussing off the air.
Okay.
Have you ever sat on the toilet so long that you lost feeling in your legs? Answer truthfully. Answer truthfully.
That's a dude thing. That's the truth.
Is it dude thing, really? Women don't do that?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe some women do. I've never. That doesn't seem like a girl thing, though.
Okay.
I mean, girls go. And they got other things to do.
Why waste time? I guess.
I'm not going to scroll through Insta.
Hey, what's going on behind you? Can we eavesdrop on that conversation?
I'll move.
That's all right. Are you in the office? Are things being decided? News being covered? Things being scheduled?
No, I just have loud coworkers.
Oh, okay. We were just talking about this, too, because somebody texted in, my usual radio partner, Jordana Green, had Mayor Fry on, and somebody texted in, tell the mayor he'd look more professional if he shaved every day. And I said, that might be the most outdated thing about, you know, men having to shave their face every day. Now, I say that as somebody who works on the radio. I don't really have to be on camera. And I haven't had, like, a clean-shaven face in many, many years. But we were bringing up the fact that you still don't see a lot of news anchors or even, well, reporters, I think, can get away with it more. But we still don't see a lot of news anchors with the full beard or stubble. Is it? Have you noticed that, or have things changed in that department?
Well, as Gordon Searson just walks by, who sports a beard on the daily, and Ben Derry also wears a beard on the air. But that has changed. It used to be kind of weird to see someone on TV with a beard, or even like think about the politicians. Like when J.D. Vance came around, I was like,
"Yes,
what's, dude's got a beard." Like you don't see that very often. So. I don't know if it's, I mean, maybe it's going by the way of trends and I think beards are fairly fashionable now for men.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do think it's kind of outdated. I think we live in an era where like anything goes, where people are like, skinny jeans are out. You can only wear flares. And it's like, I think people can wear whatever they want now and it still looks fashionable.
That's a great point where like clothing, That is a great point, and I hope that's the case. It's like, you know, who wants to, we're so judgmental as people anyway, that it's like if we can be less judgmental in one way and what kind of clothes people are wearing, I think that's
it. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be a nice thing, right?
It would be. If we could just agree on one thing. Just one.
Just one. That's a start. Right? How about, this is another thing, tattoos. What about tattoos, exposed tattoos on news people? Like if you got excited and said, you know, I really want to get this tattoo on my arm, and you get the tattoo, would you have to clear it like with your bosses first?
Oh heck no. These days you couldn't possibly. Back in the day they would tell you what to wear, they'd tell you how to comb your hair, they'd tell you you had to wear certain colors, and you know, these days, you know, you couldn't possibly tell someone how they look or have to look. And get away with it. We have several people here who have tattoos. I don't know how often they're exposed on the air. I don't personally have tattoos, but I don't know. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have to clear what I do with my body with my boss.
Yeah.
That'd be the last day I work here.
Yeah. But you mentioned, though, like, you don't see them exposed all that much. So if somebody... that's what I'm wondering is, like, can they say, okay, can... Getting like a consultant or somebody say, boy, you know, this just, you know, we're just concerned about that. Or like in that profession, I would think they still have the ability to say, well, you know, we like this look. We don't like that look. As uncomfortable as that may be.
I don't know that they can.
Oh, well, that's good.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, like if you play in the NFL, you have to wear the uniform, right?
Yep.
They tell you what you have. So maybe they can. Maybe they can.
Get a neck tat and just see if anybody, or just like a temporary, and then, you know, see if anybody notices.
What should it be of?
I don't know.
If you get a neck tat, what would it be?
Oh, Chad Harbin's face.
Yeah. Again, though, neck, that's another prime example of how society has come. That's like it used to be if somebody had a neck tat, they did time for sure. Now,
right.
It's fairly common to see people with neck tattoos.
You think? I don't think that's that common.
Oh, I do. Maybe it's because I watch a lot of sports, and there's certainly a lot of athletes who have neck tattoos.
Maybe Yeah, I guess.
It's not alarming.
In my everyday life, I don't see people with neck tattoos. Yeah.
My girls both. My 14-year-old just got a sweet dragon just sort of right around her neck. I'm kidding.
As my daughter would say, how very dare you.
Yeah, how very dare you. Very good. Hey, that brings up a point that I was going to bring up with you, too, about Mama Bear going to fed. Dave is going to share a story about somebody drove around the stop sign on the bus, and you let that driver have it. You screamed at the driver, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday morning as my daughter was getting on the bus, and she gets on we wait at the corner on the side where the door is, so she wasn't crossing the street. But still, as the bus was coming to a stop, here comes a red sedan or something like that going right around the bus from the back, going right around the bus driver, beep, 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 on the horn. And I screamed, and I can't say the words that I screamed out loud, but let's just say the girls and the bus driver and everyone on the bus, they heard some foul language come out of my mouth, screaming at the driver, because I guess that helped me feel better, and maybe he heard it, but I was absolutely furious, and I'm still pretty ticked off about it.
Yeah.
So he was beeping while he was doing it?
No, the bus driver was honking the horn as the guy, he saw in the mirror, the guy was zipping right around him with the stop arm out, the whole deal, the lights flashing. And, you know, I saw the guy, too, and was screaming F, F, F.
Okay. I don't know that that's any better. Two wrongs don't make a right, Dave. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before, but...
Yeah, but it was just it was instinctual. It's like not like you didn't think about, boy, those poor kids and hearing whatever. It was like, my God, this guy almost could have mowed down my daughter or other kids.
I'm trying to help the children, but apparently that's not good enough for you.
Yeah, jeez. Watch the language. You know, if a kid dies, as long as Dave's not using the F word, it's just fine.
If helping the kids would have been taking down the license plate and calling the police.
Well, there's no fun in that.
I mean, did I have my pen and paper at the ready?
That's what a
cell phone.
Numbers. Yes. Take a picture. He could have corroborated the story with the bus driver. Guy would have gotten a ticket. He'd have made sure he didn't do it next time. I could tell you that much.
Have you ever
lost? He doesn't care about you swearing at him.
That's true. You know, that reminds me of a story, though. I was on a bus when I was in grade school, and my mom, I think, did the same thing. She was the one who ran around the stop sign.
Oh.
And the bus driver like lost it, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that was my mom who did that. And I felt so embarrassed. And I had to go home and tell my mom, like, the bus driver was very mad at you. Maybe she thought I was crossing at the time and was trying to do something. I have no idea. I can't verify. But that was
Stuck with you, though, didn't it?
It's just like, boy, that's a very embarrassing moment. I was going to ask you, though, like, being a mother, have you ever just lost it because you felt like your child was being threatened or in danger or something even less serious? Where you just completely lost it, where Mama Bear comes out and it's like, forget about it.
Not publicly. There's been a couple of times where like panic has set in, like turn around and she wasn't there.
Oh my gosh.
Or, you know, things like that. But no, I've never like lost my mind at another human publicly. I mean, not for that reason.
No.
Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I also have the worst memory on the planet, so like it could have happened yesterday. And
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. It's like, but the one that's, but you're right about my daughter like forgot to get off the school bus one day, and we had no idea where she was, and it's like one of those things where you know 99.9% you know, or somebody can tell you. She's fine. She's just forgot to get off at her stop. But it's that 0.1% where you just lose your mind.
Yep.
And I remember my wife, who was now my ex-wife at the time, where she was calling me and it was just like freak out mode. I just left work and it was just, and like it was such a simple explanation that she just forgot to get off at her stop and my mom was there waiting for her and she didn't get off. But holy cow. And I think that's a first child thing. I think in the second one too, you're just like, well, chances are...
She'll make it.
Chances are good. And I speak as a second child, knowing that probably my mom would have said the same thing after the second child. Is like, yeah, they're probably fine.
Yeah, I only have one, so.
Yeah.
And she's a clingy kid. So if I turn around and she's not there, that's a panic moment for sure.
What are you working on at the old Care 11 today? What are you, any long-term projects or any short-term projects that you can remember from day to day that you're preparing for the news?
I'm already working ahead for February. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. And the story that I have running next Tuesday is really interesting. It is about the University of Minnesota is working with several other universities and the Smithsonian to figure out how to store bio samples on the moon in the cold crevices, dark parts of the moon, so that if anything catastrophic happened here on Earth, that we could repopulate species and entire ecosystem.
Well, that's comforting. Boy, that is comforting. I'll tell you, like, not that we're ever going to need it, but just in case.
Hey, man, just in case.
Just in case. I mean, that's cool, kind of, but also terrifying. But there's a reason all these billionaires like Elon Musk and Bezos, they're coming up with rocket ships and they want to get to Mars so bad. What do they know that we don't know?
I don't know. They just have so much money, they don't know what to do with it.
I think they're onto something that, boy, they know the clock is ticking on Earth.
Yeah, ego. That's all it is.
Thank you. It was all a pleasure to talk to you, as always. I hope we get to do this sometime sooner, the next time Chad has a colonoscopy. But again, a reminder, both men and women, get that colonoscopy.
Yes.
Take care, Rena. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Rena Sarginopoulos from Care 11, 1249. Adam in for Chad, who is out with getting that colonoscopy. Again, a good reminder to you. Get it checked. 12:53, my friends. That would be your Linda's construction time check. Time to call for free attic inspection, heat map analysis. I totally forgot to guess the theme here. Is there a theme?
There is a theme. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell
you. Bob Dylan, Minnesota musician.
Yeah. No. Because the first one we heard was Paul McCartney, and I believe he's not from Minnesota.
What was the song?
Oh, what song did I play? A Band on the Run.
Okay. Band on the Run. Great tune, by
Nothing
the way.
To do with the actual songs being played. It has to do with the artists.
Artists. Are they in the Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan? Songwriters Hall of Fame?
No.
Is there some sort of announcement? I have no idea.
No, that announcement came last week, actually. I think the Songwriters Hall of Fame nominees. Do you know who's celebrating?
Artists I've never been in the same room with.
I mean, have you seen any of them?
Wait, live? You're right. I've been in the same room with both of them.
See?
Are they both at birthday? Same birthday?
No. It's not their birthdays today. Oh. There's a big birthday today. Joe Biden turns 82.
Oh, happy birthday.
So we're hearing from artists who are still alive and older than Joe Biden.
Wow. Very good.
Thank you very much. Paul, just by a few months. Yeah. Bob's 83.
Yep.
We'll hear from Willie.
Oh, yeah.
He's 91, I believe.
Yep, 91. Trying to think who else is out there still performing at that age. Dolly?
No, Dolly's 78.
Oh, not even close.
Paul Simon?
Yep.
83.
Is he really? Yes. 83. Still probably a little more in better shape than old Joe is, too.
Tough for Joe.
Yeah. It's tough for Joe.
We're just proving it can still be done.
Right.
You know, you can be in your mid-80s and you can still kick some butt.
There you go. I forgot to ask Rena about Boyd Hooper. He, and just yesterday, posted that he is in remission. So bravo to Boyd, one of the great guys in Twin Cities journalism of all time, by the way. And not just the Twin Cities and the nation, got cancer a second time. But for the first time since his diagnosis 3 years ago, he's now cancer free.
Yeah.
So he had battled it, and it kind of had a resurgence. But wonderful news for Boyd.
And you could have started it with Rena. Instead, you went with Have you ever had your legs? On the potty.
And I don't buy, though, women don't do that thing. Jordana just told me last week that she does the same thing.
Oh, everyone gets caught up on the phone or just wants 10 minutes away from the kids, lock the doors.
Or at work.
Mm-hmm.
I know specific employees here.
Name them.
Who went in there and, like, I would. There's been a time where I saw a pair of shoes under the stall, went to the bathroom, went out, did a bunch of other stuff, said I had to go to the bathroom again. was the shoes were still in there, under the stall.
Could be some intestinal distress. You never know.
Yeah, or just trying to get away from everybody. What's my out here?
57.50.
Yeah. Lots coming up on the show. Again, by the way, Adam Carter for Chad, who's had his colonoscopy today. Good reminder to us all to get it done. But Jay Coles from KSTP Channel 5 reporting on a lawsuit that's been filed against the St. Paul Public School District, misuse of COVID funds, and I'm wondering how rampant that was with various school districts getting all this flush with cash. Did they use it for the specific means? Well, two people who are filing suit against the St. Paul School District say absolutely not. We'll get into it with Jay coming up after the news. And then later in the show, Joy Summers from Star Tribune about the struggles of local restaurants, especially when they should be making holiday bookings. It's all coming up. The news is next on CCO.